had no money and I was on my own. I was in my mid-20s. A few days before I was due to give birth, I found out that it was twins. I was sent to the hospital because I was so big that the doctor, who firmly believed there was only one baby, said there might be something wrong with the baby that was making me be so big, and so he sent me to hospital. At first, when they told me at the hospital it was twins, I thought it was a joke, and I just thought, what a totally tasteless time to be joking when there's something wrong with my baby and they're joking that I'm having twins. And then when I realized it was serious, I don't know if I was more or less horrified than I had been at the idea that there was something wrong with my baby. I just thought, oh my God, I didn't even know how I would manage one baby. How am I possibly going to be able to manage with two babies? And we walked up to the hospital. When we got there, we take a number, sit down in the waiting room. I had contractions every 5 minutes. We're sitting there with our hands stretched out, you know, around our enormous bellies. A nurse comes over to us and says, yes, may I help you? I'm sitting there holding my number. I said, I think I'm going to have a baby. She looked at me and said, Madame, when you're going to have a baby, you don't take a number. There was also a nurse who was very large and very solid and an older woman with many years of experience. She just seemed to know how to make me feel comfortable. And I remember at one point I said, oh, you must think I'm making so much fuss, because of course I didn't want to make any fuss. And she said, oh, no, don't worry, I've seen way worse. And she just made me feel like I was doing all right. And I've never forgotten her. She gave me so much confidence. There were two doctors. One was my family doctor, who I think it was the first time he had ever delivered twins. At one point, I remember looking over at him and he was making the sign of the cross and saying a little prayer. At another moment, I remember looking at him and he was looking at a sort of encyclopedic book that had little diagrams of twins being born. The actual birth, I don't remember very well, and then there was a little bit of minor chaos because they rushed her off to an incubator because there was something wrong with her, although it wasn't anything really major. And then the second one, my son, Dominique, was born very quickly after that. I think I remember a kind of sense of disbelief that they would actually be born, that I could actually get something that large out of me. And then they laid him beside me. I remember just feeling very, very exhausted. And I had heard a lot about the euphoria you feel, but I mostly just felt completely exhausted. And as much as my exhaustion allowed me to feel, also feeling afraid, you know, and just looking into the eyes of this little baby and who was lying beside me and thinking, hello, baby, who are you? And how am I going to look after you? And that other one who's over there in the incubator. In some ways, I was a very different person because I was very young and I had no idea how I'd cope. I know now, looking back, I know that I did cope and we managed and we overcame all sorts of things. And I think the fact of overcoming made us very close, the three of us.